may please your most excellent majesty to understand that for the better proof to your highness, for the conveyance of such bullion and gold as I shall provide for you, I have sent you this letter enclosed in the stonework, being no small comfort unto me, that I have obtained the knowledge thereof for the better conveyance of your treasure, which thing must be kept as secretly as your majesty can devise. For if it should be known, or perceived in Flanders, it were as much as my life and goods were worth, besides the loads that your highness should sustain thereby, which I shall not let to put in purse, having no doubt that your majesty will have a consideration of my service as thereunto appertaineth. Other, I have not to molest your majesty withal, but I shall most humbly beseech your highness to be a comfort unto my poor wife in this my absence in the service of your majesty. As knowest the Lord, whom preserve your noble majesty in health and long life, and long to reign over us with increase of honour. From my house in London, the 25th of February, the year of our Lord, 1559. By your majesty's most humble and faithful obedient subject, Thomas Gresham.